Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Here's how it works. Try claim back your tax today. No, obviously not all of it, but some of your tax. You visit irishtaxrebates.ie now and fill out the simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So you go to irishtaxrebates.ie. They charge a fee of just 10% of whatever it is you get back plus VAT. So say, for example, if you manage to get €1,000 back, they will charge you €123. So that's €100 plus VAT of 23%, €123. And the rest is yours. But if there's no rebate to be had, they won't charge you. It's as simple as that. So after filling out your application form, it takes an average of about 12 working days to have your rebate in your account. They have a dedicated team of experienced professional accountants with over 20 years' experience. And I mentioned this before, there are some questionable companies out there charging exorbitant fees. But Irish Tax Rebates are not one of those companies. They are the real deal. So register right now at irishtaxrebates.ie. And fingers crossed, you could get a rebate of up to €1,000. In fact, on average, they process rebates of €1,092. Give them a shout, irishtaxrebates.ie. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message from one of our listeners, which I want to read to you. So have a listen to this, please, and see what you make of this. My husband, says this message, was asked to get a Garda vetted for our son's football team, as he wants to help train the kids. Unfortunately, 20 years ago, when he was a young man, he was in a bad crowd and up to no good, and he was found in possession of cocaine for personal use. He was only 18 when found in possession, and this ended up in court, and he was fined and pleaded guilty. I presume possession and a fine is classed as a conviction. He's never been in trouble since, married, children, a house, full-time job, the whole lot. He didn't get the clearance, so he can't train now. Do you not think this is a bit of a joke? It was 20 years ago, the only time he has even been in court. And that's from a lady called Angelina. Jeremy, what do you make of Angelina's message?
Now, when it came in earlier on, myself and Adrian disagreed straight away. As soon as we read the message, Adrian said one thing, which he's going to repeat now in a second. And no, the first thing that came out of your mouth is, oh, the poor fella, that's very unfair.
That's exactly what I said.
And my reply, so we all know your opinion, my reply to him was, I think it's perfectly fair, to be honest with you. And what it does prove is that your past will always catch up on you. Now, I admire the man. He wants to do coaching with his young fellas team. That is something I hope to do in the near future. I think there's nothing nicer than coaching your own kids' team. And that's great that he wanted to do it. But you should have thought of that when you were 18 years of age with your cocaine.
Stop it, will you? No, who at 18 is thinking of, oh, one day I'm going to coach my kids' team? When the kid isn't even a thought in their mind.
Well, no, but that's...
We all do stupid things when we're young. No, you never did, because you're such a goody two-shoes. So the rest of us have all done things wrong.
You've never done anything involving... But I'd like to think, I don't know how much of a shady past you have. I'd like to think you've done nothing, Adrian, that would prevent you from getting Garda vetting.
Okay, I haven't, no.
Well, what are you talking about then?
Okay, but... But here's the question. This guy, when he was 18, yeah? 20 years ago. So this guy's nearly 40... Something he did when he was a stupid teenager is literally hounding him now. What is it, even at that, yeah? A small drugs conviction. What has a small drugs conviction got to do with coaching a kids team.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to throw it back at everybody. If you don't see a problem with this, why are you always banging on about military-aged, unvetted men coming into the country? If vetting doesn't mean anything, why have you got a problem with unvetted people?
I'm asking... I'm questioning the vetting. I'm questioning the vetting and whether or not there is any relevance to minding children or to coaching children when his conviction was for something completely unrelated and something he did when he was only 18, a stupid, spotty little teenager.
I wouldn't... Sorry, an 18-year-old's an adult.
Yeah, on paper they are.
No. An 18-year-old is an adult.
So do you not think 18-year-olds behave irresponsibly? Of course they do.
By the way, before you start messaging and getting all angry, I'm not saying that you can't turn your life around. He obviously has turned around.
He won conviction for possession of a small amount of cocaine.
Calm down. I'm not saying you can't turn your life around. He now has respectable job. He has a house, a career, a wife and kids. That is fair enough. But do the time. Do the crime. He did the crime. And if there's no deterrent, okay? And by the way...
Can I just say to you, just stop you for one second. You're saying if there's no deterrent. Okay, he got a fine, he got a conviction.
By the way, I don't believe it was just... And I have to be very careful not to identify him. I'll reword this. I don't think he would have got a drugs conviction if it was just a tiny little bag that he was using. Like, his missus says it's for personal use.
Yeah. He was found in possession and this ended up in court and he was fined and pleaded guilty.
No one is going to end up in court over having a tiny little bag with.
Regardless.
No.
Regardless.
We don't know.
Okay, but I'm just taking this at face. But regardless, he got a conviction when he was 18 for pleading guilty to possession of cocaine.
Well, it wasn't for personal use.
He was found guilty. He didn't do time in prison, but he got a conviction and he was fined and he got a criminal record as a result.
Okay.
The question is, he was only a child.
Oh, he wasn't a child. No.
Okay, what relevance has a cocaine conviction got to training children?
I wouldn't want someone who had drug convictions training my kids.
And 20-odd years ago.
And anybody who thinks this is okay, you would be the very ones, if an unvetted man moved into your area, you'd be ringing the show, giving out, our children aren't safe from the unvetted men. Here we have an unvetted man. I would not want him, I wouldn't want anybody that doesn't pass Garda clearance, Garda vetting, to be training my
Okay, but I'm asking you, do you not think it's a bit unfair that included in the Garda vetting is something that he did when he was 18? Something that he was a stupid teenager, he obviously moved on with his life, he got married, had kids, now wants to coach those kids, and because of something stupid he did when he was younger, he can't. Now, seems a little bit unfair.
Lola sent us a message saying that some convictions are spent after 7 years in the criminal justice. We spoke to a guard, literally how many minutes before we came on? 10 minutes before we came on, to get the full details of the vetting process. Drugs, Lola, and to everybody else, what was the exact quote from the guard, a friend of ours, are taken very, very seriously. When it comes to a vetting process. So it's not always spent. But it clearly isn't spent. If the conviction was spent, he'd be...
coaching the kids.
And if every conviction was spent, then she could have paedophiles, you know, coaching football teams. So that doesn't happen in every single case. I have no sympathy for him, because if we don't have a deterrent there, Adrian...
But it's not a deterrent.
If we don't
have... Jeremy, it is not a deterrent for that 18-year-old. I'm so stupid.
Because here it is. This podcast is very popular among 18-year-olds and younger, aren't they? They all listen to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They will hear this today
and go, oh my God, I won't be able to coach my kids. Don't be so stupid.
Well, no, they'll go, there's actually consequences to my stupid behaviour. So that's all I have to say.
Like, our number is 085.
If you can't get that into your head, you're stupid.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring in Kevin on this.
How you doing, lads? So I have an exam today, so I'm not going to be able to come on. But you know, I really do feel sorry for this guy. I mean, it was 20 years ago, and if he's had a clean record since, then personally, I'd be happy enough to let him through. Unfortunately, because of what it is, the conviction he's got, obviously it's still on his record for whatever reason, and he's not going to pass the process, so I really do feel bad for him. But unfortunately, like, that's the process is going to be the process, and when it comes to the kids, you can't be too careful, so I do get it. But, you know, like, what can you do, you know?
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Adrian. Good afternoon, Bobblehead. How are you today?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this? Is this fair that this guy who got this conviction 20-odd years ago is now not allowed to train kids because he has a conviction, because he failed his Garda vetting?
It's a tricky one, Adrian, to my mind. Because, like, you know, like Jeremy did say there, your past will catch up to you, you know. I know he's only young and all that, and 20 years, and his life has moved on. But I don't know, to be honest. Like I said, I know from doing, I do training 4 nights a week with kids, you know, underage. And you do. There's not enough people doing it. There's not enough people volunteering for it. They all want you to just take their kids while they sit on the phones in their cars. And don't do a tap to help out and then give out to you on a Saturday, you know, because the kids didn't get onto the pitch for enough time, or, you know, this, that and all the rest of it. But no, I don't know, to be honest with you. It's a tricky one because, like, I'm all for Garda vetting when it comes to kids, but 20 years seems like a long time.
And we're all in favour of Garda vetting where it comes to kids. I think it's very important, particularly if the Garda vetting unearths some very seedy activities in your past.
Well, Grant, if it's got to do with children, if it's anything to do with children, you'd say absolutely no fucking way. You know,
100%.
Damn straight. No, lying on it. But like you said, if it was just going out for a Saturday night, some night, he was going out hitting the nightclub and he had a bag of coke in his pocket and he got pulled over, it's a bit, you know, harsh for 20 years later down the line, still wrapped around his neck. You know, his kids probably don't know about that now. Why can't you help us, Daddy? Oh, because...
He has a criminal conviction. That's plain. But I don't know if this guy has ever tried to go to the States on a holiday, because that will also show up as he's about board a plane.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, Adrian. That's the answer I have. It's a tricky one. Like, I don't know.
No, Jonathan, it's not tricky. It's not tricky at all. You either agree.
Jeremy, like I said, if it got to do with kids or anything like that, or physical abuse or physical harm or violence, you'd say absolutely no fucking way. But like I said, he could have been just hitting the nightclub when he was 18 back in the day.
No, you don't get it. I know from Garda mates of mine. Gardaí do not go bring it to court over a small little bag of coke in your pocket.
Depending on the guard at the time,
20 years ago was a different ball game. 20 years ago was a bit different.
Depending on the guard. You know, it's not like it was there, Jerry. Depending on the guard on the night he was having, he was now the young left.
Yeah, but Jonathan,
a relation or something.
Okay, Jonathan, you either agree with the vetting process or you don't. The vetting process is
different. I do, that's what I'm saying. I think, but Jeremy, at the same time, like I said, I'm also very much aware of the fact that there's nobody is offering to volunteer anymore. The numbers are getting smaller and smaller, you know, and there's nobody offering to do it anymore. So if the floodgates were open and there was just so many people trying to get into
but that's not the case.
But I want to throw this out here to everybody listening at the moment. Supposing this club, and by the way, we're after finding out, I don't know if anybody can confirm this, we're after finding out that there's loads of kids clubs that will take on coaches that haven't been Garda vetted. I find that so hard to believe, but there are anyway. So supposing they let him play anyway, you don't have a Garda cert for him, come on, train the kids on a Thursday night. He trains the kids, then whatever, and I'm not saying this would happen because I don't want him to sue me, but supposing he still is taking coke, supposing he still is,
a lot of assumptions.
No, it is. And in the dressing room, hear me out, everybody. And in the dressing room,
he's banging up a line of coke.
No. In the dressing room, he's caught doing the line of coke. For argument's sake, the parents will go, "Was that man vetted?" The club will go, "Well, no." Then you'll be all screaming from the rooftops. So
but that's a hypothetical. What I'm asking is, and this is what I want you to answer as well, Jonathan. So the conviction was for drugs all those years ago, 20-odd years ago. One conviction, never been in court other than that. I'm asking, should that particular conviction be held against him where it comes to coaching kids? I don't see the relevance of a coke conviction from 20 years ago and coaching children.
Well, then you could say I don't see the relevance from GBH. Supposing he beat someone to crap.
That's different.
No. It's very different, Jeremy. That's you physically assaulting someone else. Putting cocaine into your body is you abusing yourself.
Correct, 100%.
You know. So, look at the time-lapse thing that's in it, and Jeremy, you know yourself, you have kids, and you do, you kind of life, you awaken to a lot of things and you have a lot of regrets in your life about things you've done and how things could have went. Like I said, his kids probably don't know about his past. He doesn't want them to know about that.
No,
of course,
that's fair enough.
And now when they ask, why can't daddy help train? It's like, he said he was going to apply, but he's going to do it. Does he tell them that, oh, sorry, daddy couldn't because he was in court 20 odd years ago for a bag of cocaine? Or,
yeah, I would. Know, I would, because you know what it does. Yeah, this is what's called.
Well, you tell the kids what daddy did 20 years ago.
This is what's called, lads, a life lesson that you need to. When 18 year olds think, Jonathan, you know this, 18 year olds think they are impervious to the law. They think they're above the law. They think,
I agree with all that.
They think they can stand on a bridge at the M50 and fuck rocks down at cars and nothing will ever happen to them. It's about time that people, an 18 year old is an adult. About to know, he probably was 17 when he did it, because it probably took 6 months for the conviction to get carried to court. But people need to be aware that even that as soon as you're above the age of legal requirement, that you are going to be held accountable for your actions.
I get all that, but nobody at 18 is thinking, oh, if I am caught with this bag of cocaine, I won't be able to coach my kids in 20 years. Nobody thinks that. So you can talk about consequences all you like. My question is there a relevance in the particular conviction that this guy got and being able to...
No, Garda Vetting is there for a reason, Adrian. I don't think you're... Are you hearing me?
Yeah. Today?
Guard of vetting.
Yeah, no, I get, I understand it, but you compared it to GBH. That's completely different.
No,
that's a crime against the person. This is a crime against yourself if you want to be look at it that way. The guy had cocaine, took cocaine, whoop-de-doo. What relevance has that got to coaching kids on a football pitch in front of everybody else?
Nobody. It's not
at a time when you can't get
it's
coaches.
It's not illegal to take cocaine.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's illegal to possess it.
It's illegal to possess it. It's illegal to sell it. Nobody can arrest you for taking a drug. That is your own body, yeah? Okay? So let's get it straight. He wasn't arrested because he took the drug. In fact, she doesn't even say in the message that he was even taking the drug. She said possession. Sorry, and I'll bang this drum all day long. Possession. He was not brought up in front of a judge and given a conviction for having a small little bag of cocaine.
You're speculating that. You're speculating. She said in her message, found in possession, it was for personal use.
So it could have been a suitcase of the stuff.
In whose language is a suitcase of cocaine for personal use?
I'm just telling you, the guards do not arrest people for a small little bag.
You're talking 20-odd years ago. Our number is 085-825-2626. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, chaps.
Well, Eddie, is it fair that a conviction of this type from 20-odd years ago should prevent this guy, who's an upstanding member of the community, happily married, got a good job, got kids, and now he wants to coach those kids, and he can't because not of a sexual crime that he committed in his past, because he had a bit of coke.
I do think it's very unfair. I mean, I coached football for years, right? And an 18-year-old, some kids mature more than before others. I've seen some 18-year-olds, and they were 18 since they were 15. I've seen some 18-year-olds, and they're mentally still 12.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? I agree with you.
People mature at different ages, and we all make mistakes. Personally, there's two things I'd like to see happen. One, it's not going to happen, but I'd like the age to move up to 21, right? Because I know a lad, which is very close to my family, and he was in all sorts of trouble when he was 18. He's not allowed to drive now. By the time he was 21, he was a completely different youngster. He'd completely grown up. But the mistakes he made when he was 18 are going to haunt him and stop him in certain roles for the rest of his life.
And I myself have spoken to people who were absolute toe rags when they were in their late teens. And in fact, we know one, a regular caller on this show, describes himself as having been a toe rag when he was a young fella, and you'd never know to talk to him today because he literally turned his life around, got his shit together.
And the other rule I'd like to see coming in, if the age isn't going to be higher, is if you have a conviction and you're done for criminal possession, whatever, and if you have a 10-year clear record, your record's expunged. You know, so if you keep your nose clean for 10 years, everything's wiped off your record.
Okay, but unfortunately, for anybody listening, a drugs conviction, for example, is there till the day you die. And
Jeremy was saying there, they don't do you for taking it; they do you for possession. Well, to take it, you have to possess it. It's like putting the cart before a horse, you know. You can't take it without possessing it.
No, but what I'm saying is there's no...
So they can do you.
Yeah, but there's no law to stop you actually taking cocaine. That is not the thing that's against the law.
Yeah, but to take that, you have to have that in your possession, don't you?
Yeah, you do. So that's what they did.
So then they can do you for possession. Exactly.
But if we don't, we all know that that people are stupid at 18, Eddie, but you need culpability in this world. You need to know.
Sorry, Jeremy, he did. He got convicted.
Every action gets a reaction.
Yeah, that's and he got a conviction.
And there you go.
And Jeremy, you said there, right, you wouldn't like anyone coaching your children to take drugs, right?
Yep.
The possibility is someone coaching your child right now taking drugs.
Yep,
they just haven't been caught.
Correct.
It's like this Garda vetting, right? I guarantee you, the people in that Garda vetting department, there's probably hundreds of them getting thousands of applications a day. The law of averages is someone there who's actually doing the Garda vetting is taking a line, they just haven't been caught.
Correct. I agree with you 100%. And the fact of the matter is, Jeremy, that somebody coaching your young fella probably did a line of coke at the weekend. That's a fact.
Now, also, Jeremy said he wouldn't like anyone around kids who had a conviction of drugs, right? You did say that, right? So what if there was a junkie who turned his life around and he's now a counsellor and he's the perfect person to give advice? Would you not want him around kids to say, this is right, he's wrong, you don't go down the same road?
In fact, Jeremy, only recently on this very podcast, we spoke to a woman who had a drug addiction and is now clean and turned her life around. And you were in awe of this woman.
Anybody
of her.
That turns their life around, fair enough, but still we
need... But if you got a conviction, tough shit, that's going to hang over you forever.
Let's just rip up the Garda vetting process.
No, I'm not asking that to happen. I am asking... Should it not be that any conviction that you might have had in your past, if it was only one, as is the case with this guy, but it was a conviction that was kind of irrelevant, really, to coaching children.
Well, it shows the type of character. I presume that's what the Garda
vetting is. I wrote on your Facebook page earlier, right? When I worked in England years ago, I worked with a lad, right? And he brought in Garda vetting in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And we all filled out our form. And unbeknown to me or any of the other lads, he was actually my boss. He was my supervisor. He had a conviction for cannabis, got caught in possession of cannabis, smoking it, and he had a conviction. And it came back on his record, and this was like 25 years earlier. He didn't write it down because he thought, oh, that was a year ago, just like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost his job. And our employer actually said, if you had declared that then, we would have waived and went, no, it's all right, it's years ago. But because he didn't put it down, it looked like he was trying to hide it, and he let him go.
And,
and
I know somebody who was stopped going through Dublin Airport on a flight to the States for something very similar. He had a cannabis conviction from when he was 18 as well, and he didn't get through immigration at Dublin Airport and missed his
Australia as well. Missed his holiday of a lifetime.
And again, like you said, the immigration people would have seen that as him telling lies.
And you know what, lads? It brings me back to that old expression, yeah?
Serves you right.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Jeremy, there's people that you hang around with probably, and people that are around your kids are doing the line of coke.
Absolutely.
You just don't know it.
I agree with you totally.
Yeah, but that's like saying, what you don't know can't hurt you. That's like saying, Eddie, when you go into a restaurant at the weekend.
I know what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, you're saying this guy doesn't deserve a second chance. He's turned the life around. He's a homeowner. He has a wife. Yeah. He has kids. And he wants to give something back to the community. And you're saying... No.
Yeah, I am saying
you've done one mistake and it's one strike in your own.
Yeah.
Well, that is Jeremy's
very
attitude.
Unfair.
It is very unfair. Extremely unfair.
Oh, yeah.
Stay with me for a second, Eddie. Our number is 085.
Not all against unvetted males in the country now. Is that not the way it is?
He's been vetted. He's been vetted. It's found out that he had that conviction in the past.
Yeah.
But I'm asking, should that not be overlooked then? Because it's irrelevant to the man he is today.
Put it in the shredder and nobody will ever know about it. Yeah.
You're being so smart.
And the point that Eddie was making is that there's people that are coaching my son that could be taking drugs. That is possibly true.
Mm-hmm.
But what you don't know can't hurt you. In the same way.
Okay, I just got this message
in. In the same way that when you go out for a meal,
mm-hmm.
on a Saturday night, you don't know whether or not the man that prepared your meal in the kitchen was picking his nose.
No, of course you don't.
So why do you eat? Because you don't know. You're unaware.
We were talking about the fact that it's very likely that some kids or some coaches that are coaching your own young fella.
Can I just say, because I don't want them to sue me.
I'll read this message. I used to coach kids, and 20 to 30% of the young coaches took cocaine at the weekends.
I am not doubting that for a moment, but you can't. This isn't like that. What was the movie with Tom Cruise? where they were able to predict crimes that before Minority Report.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the technology to be able to. And I'm sure there's teachers, primary school teachers and secondary school teachers that are doing. Coke is such a rampant drug at the moment. And it's seen as a classy drug. I see it. It's scum. It's like heroin to me. Anybody who takes cocaine, heroin, all in the same boat for me, all scum. But we can't do something about people that we do not know. But this particular man, we know that he was a cocaine user and he's a convicted. I mean, if you look at some of the big drug dealers in the city, I'm not going to name names, some of the big drug dealers that their only ever conviction has been for drugs. Would you want them? Would you want that family? You know, the family were always in the news. The big drugs family.
What about them?
The only crimes they've ever been done for is drug-related crimes, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you want them coaching your kids? Oh, here's how you take a penalty, and here's how you smuggle 20 grams of coke.
You're being stupid. This was a young fellow with one conviction at the age of 18. One. Darren.
You wouldn't want a person who was convicted of a small bit of cocaine when he was 18 training their kids. But yet, you will let someone who you don't know what their thoughts are going through their head. Vetting doesn't legislate for thoughts in your head. So yeah, that's absolutely madness.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Lucy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lucy?
Good, how are you?
Not a bother, thanks, Lucy. Well, is it fair that a one-off conviction for possession of a small amount of cocaine 20-odd years ago should be held against this guy who just wants to coach kids?
1,000%. I think if it's there, it should be there continuously. We don't know who people are. To be honest, I think everyone should be vetted. But 1,000%, I wouldn't like him around my children personally.
Over something that he did 20 years ago.
It doesn't matter. He could have done it 20 years ago, 2 days ago, yesterday. It doesn't matter. He's still around children. I wouldn't take the chance personally.
What chance? What's the risk you're taking?
I just wouldn't like my kids around it. I would not like my children.
No, I wouldn't blame you.
Children.
I wouldn't blame you not wanting them, wanting your kids around somebody who's actively taking coke. This guy was done 20 years ago.
Doesn't matter. I would still pull my child. We've been burnt myself with someone who had a criminal record. We had them around our children. We had him in our home. He used to stay over. We treated him like part of our family. And it turned out he had a criminal record that we didn't know. He gave us a false name and everything. And from that, I wouldn't take the chance ever again. We just don't know. People, we don't know the truth. Everyone has something behind closed doors, and I just wouldn't take the chance.
Okay, but again, I'm asking a question. This guy who's now got a good job, he has left his past in the past. Whatever he was up to as a stupid 18-year-old, we were all stupid. Well, not all of us, but a lot of us were stupid 18-year-olds that did things that, when we look back in our later adult life, we go, "Oh my Jesus, did I actually do that?" And you want that one conviction. Completely unrelated to anything. It's not a crime against the person, none of that. You want that to be held against him until the day he dies.
Yeah, it's against the law. He was caught. That's not to say that he's not still doing it. Do you know, like I know his wife said that he's a good job, he's a family and all that. But you could hide anything. Do you know, he could be out in the evenings doing it. We don't know.
Okay, but she says he has never been in trouble since. Married, children, house, full-time job.
He's more cautious.
And now he wants to coach kids.
He could be more cautious. Like, well, another thing, if it's just that one thing, another way they could do it is do a different type of Garda vetting or something like that if he had to do it. But I personally, I would be pulling my child out. I wouldn't like my child kind of around him, to be honest.
You wouldn't like your child around him, to be honest.
Fair play to you, Lucy, because I think nowadays people, one of the big problems I have, and I've gone on about it many times, is, you know, these teenage scumbags that get their convictions wiped as soon as they turn 18. That really wrecks my head. So you can have a 16-year-old scumbag joyrider in Cherry Orchard. And I'm only mentioning Cherry Orchards because that's always where joyriding seems to happen. You can have a 16-year-old scumbag joyrider jumping out his parents' window at 11 o'clock at night and crashing into a Garda car. And he knows when he's crashing into that Garda car that as soon as he turns 18, that is all forgotten.
Okay, but that's not what we're talking about unfortunately.
But in reality, this
guy could have actually been caught when he was 17 and not appeared in court till he was 18.
Yeah.
But it's hanging over him.
If they're caught under 18, they should still go to court. Once they turn 18, I think they should be held off until they're 18. And then once they're 18, then bam, down with the hammer. It's the world is too dangerous as it is now. And our justice system is crazy. It's the most stupid justice system I've ever seen. They need to pull up their trousers.
And you see the anger coming in towards my opinion and your opinion now. People so angry, give them a second chance. The very same people who are out marching every second week about unvetted people. You either want vetted or you want unvetted. Which is it?
Okay, but let me read this message that's just come in from Jade. He says, the hypocrisy is unreal. A guy caught with a small amount of coke 20 years ago is the scum of the earth.
Let's not spread misinformation here.
What?
Let's not spread misinformation. Nobody said what amount of... in fact, Mandy, can you do
his wife told us.
Sorry.
A small amount for personal use.
Mandy, can you message back that lady and find out how much cocaine actually it was? Because...
she's already described it.
No.
So now you're calling her a liar. This lady who contacted us said he was found in possession of cocaine for personal use. You're now calling her a liar.
No, I'm not calling...
Yes, you are. Why are you even double-checking? Why can't you just take her word for it?
I don't believe someone got a criminal conviction for having a gram of coke.
And Lucy, that same guy who's given out about sex ed in schools, is saying that you need to get your priorities sorted. You're being a drama queen.
Oh, listen, I will gladly be a drama queen if it means my kids are safe. Like, personal use, we don't know what his tolerance is, do you know? His tolerance could have been 2 grams. I don't really understand any of it, but it could have been a lot.
Okay, stay there for a second. Lola, you're on Opinions Matter.
Hey guys, how are you? I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lola. Is it fair that a conviction for possession of a small amount of cocaine 20 odd years ago should be held against this guy and stop him coaching children?
I would have no issue with him coaching my child if he was 20 years ago, a small amount. If there was an issue that they could do a drug test, absolutely easy. But no, I think it's 20 years ago. Like, he was about 20
and
years
that,
ago.
And Jeremy, that is the point. It was 20 years ago. No other conviction since. He's not one of these guys with 139 convictions.
It's not good that people can turn their life around.
Okay, Lola, I beat up a woman 20 years ago. I was in a relationship
with her. That's different, Jeremy.
No.
How are you equating...
What's the difference between carrying drugs and beating up a woman?
Not really much. I was a horrible person 20 years ago, and I beat up a woman outside a nightclub. I was drunk and she annoyed me and I beat her up. But hey,
that's a crime against the person.
But it's 20 years later.
It's a stupid analogy.
You wouldn't do it again.
Lola just made
the
point.
So you learned your lesson.
No, you just made the point you can change in 20 years. So I'm, by the way, just in case anybody thinks that's true, it's an example I'm giving, but I've changed. That night after I put that woman in the hospital, I saw the error of my ways and now I'm a decent man. Would you still go out with me?
But you know, I respect your honesty on that. And I actually think it's very responsible that you accept that and you would change yourself and you see that you're not that person.
You would date me even though 20 years ago I beat up a woman, put her in hospital. Terrible.
Yeah, because you made a mistake. I took stuff when I was younger. I made a mistake.
Here we go.
I experimented when I was 17.
Okay, I'm assuming. Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I didn't tell myself.
The point that I was about to make was just as you just said, Lola, you weren't caught. I would argue that this guy... I would argue that this guy who was...
It doesn't really matter now.
...was one of the unfortunate ones.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
And that, I don't think it does. I don't think it matters a toss.
I don't think it does. If I was 17, I was like running around putting frogs in people's letterboxes. You know what I mean? honestly, you grow up as you get older. He wants to do something positive.
Absolutely. And Jeremy, I don't know how, as a father of a child who goes to football and whatever, you see the positivity of people who give up their time and energy to coach young children.
Amazing. These people, yeah. But as well, you have to be you seem like you broke.
So what about the parents that are listening to you? If you said that you beat up someone and being so honest about that, should they all turn off their radios?
I know, but I would like to think that they would. I would like to think that if that actually happened, that people would boycott.
So are you not happy that you're in a chance that, like, you've been given a chance if that came out public?
So do you think I actually beat up the woman? I was giving an example. I didn't actually beat up a woman.
I'm sorry, I thought you did. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. That's how to get a man cancelled in 5 seconds. Jesus, I've never touched. Oh my God.
But now, I admire you for coming clean as well.
That's not even something to joke about. No, the point is, had I, if 20,
I was a teenager, I don't care, it's a long time ago. Like,
okay, the point that Lola is making,
by the way,
is,
I wasn't a teenager 20 years ago, but thanks for the compliment.
The point that Lola is trying to make is, when she was 17 or 18, she was doing stupid things. She was fortunate not to have been caught.
But this guy
that we're talking about here was caught, did get a conviction. But Lola here is able to get on with her life. This guy isn't, because he happened to have been caught. And I'm just asking, and as I said a couple of minutes ago, there's a huge difference between a crime against the person and possession of a drug. Huge, huge, huge difference.
A crime is a crime.
It's not. It's not. It absolutely isn't.
Well, it is. A conviction is
robbing a packet of crisps from a shop the same as rape? No, it's not.
No, obviously it's not.
You just said a crime is a crime.
No, but there's different levels of crime. But you're not going to end up in court over robbing a packet of crisps.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Jude, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jude?
Oh, hanging in there.
Good to talk to you, Jude. What did you want to say on this?
First of all, parents can't be around their children 24/7. And when they go to sports events or whatever, or sporting activities like football matches and all, they can't be there. So there are adults who are good enough to give up their time to supervise their children. Would you want the people who are minding your children or supervising them to be, I'll say, good character? So if none of this matters, what we're saying, why have Garda vetting? Why do teachers have to be Garda vetting?
Okay, say for example, if somebody who's going for Garda vetting had a conviction in their past for a sexual crime, you certainly wouldn't want that person near your children. If that person had in their past a conviction for any sort of sexual contact with a child, you wouldn't want that person around your children. But this guy...
No one would.
No. Okay, so that's, in my opinion, that's the point of Garda vetting. Just let me continue. If that person had a conviction in their past for GBH, for beating somebody up to a pulp that they ended up in hospital, you wouldn't want that person around your child either. But this guy has a conviction for possession of a small amount of cocaine when he was 18. And the point I was making is, and this, listening to that last caller, Lola, he just happened to have been unfortunate to have been caught, because the amount of young people who have a small amount of cocaine in their possession is off the charts. So he was just the unfortunate one that was caught. I'm asking what relevance that conviction 20-odd years ago has on his ability to safely coach young children.
Well, Garda vetting seems to hold a huge amount of relevance to us, because they vet you. He was caught, he got a criminal conviction. If you're not caught, he has no criminal conviction.
Correct. No, he does have a criminal conviction. Correct, he does have.
So what is the criteria for Garda vetting? Tell me. What is the criteria of Garda vetting?
It's to ascertain whether somebody has a criminal conviction in their past. That's really the...
And what has he got?
He has a conviction for possession of cocaine.
So when you have a criminal conviction and it's found out under Garda vetting, you cannot apply for a job that requires you to pass that particular criteria, yes?
Correct.
So that's consequences for doing something wrong.
But my point is, should we not have... okay, this guy got done for one incident of possession of cocaine.
He was caught for it. He couldn't. It wasn't the first time. Now, we don't know what's the first. We only know he was caught one time.
It
wasn't the first time he'd used cocaine.
Don't know if it was or not, but he has one conviction. He's never been in court.
One conviction. He was caught.
He's never been in court since. He has a conviction for possession of a small amount of cocaine. Now,
consequences.
And so do you think it's reasonable that he can no longer or can't coach young children?
Yes, because it's called consequences of your actions. But I have no problem. People do what they want, but they have to realize when you do something, there's consequences. The consequences is what happens after you do something wrong or something illegal. And the consequences are Garrett Avetti caught him short, he has his conviction, and that's it. It's called, you know, when you, consequences mean there are things you want, you're limited. If you may do something wrong that's against the law, there's limitations after you're caught.
The point that I'm trying to make is it just doesn't seem to be as serious a crime as other crimes in his past. So, in fact, I'll give you another example, Jeremy, that I want to share with you. Drink driving, for example, in a lot of people's opinion, is a lot more serious. But if you have a conviction for drink driving, you will not fail Garda vetting because it's classed as a motoring conviction. Did you know that?
Yes, it is. It's a civil crime,
You don't get a criminal record for being done for drink driving. Would you be happy with somebody who'd been done for drink driving coaching your kids? Think about that for a second now, because we're talking about a guy who was done for having a small amount of cocaine.
People have lost their jobs for drink driving. I'm aware of that.
Would you want somebody who'd been done for drink driving coaching your kids? Because you'd never know. That's the point. You would never, ever, ever know. Jude, again, I'm arguing that there is a bit of a difference between a one-off conviction for cocaine possession. And as I said, if you were done for drink driving 100 times over the limit and got a ban of 10 years, you won't fail a Garda vetting because it's not a criminal conviction.
Because it's not on the criteria of Garda vetting, but
a lot of people would argue that being done for drink driving, getting a 10-year ban for being 10 times over the limit, is a lot more serious than a little bit of cocaine when you were 18.
Well, you might think it's subjective, but the Garda vetting system doesn't. Just like if you were caught, say that bloke, right, he was caught only once, right, small amount when he was young. Tell me why you can't go over to any over, take up residency or get a visa to any other continent outside Europe. Tell me why. And it's not just Garda vetting, Irish Garda vetting. Tell me why you can't go to those continents.
Because they won't let him in. Because he has a criminal conviction.
And it's not just the criteria of the Garda vetting over here. It's the criteria of their vetting. It's called consequences of doing wrong.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jude, if you can, please. Let me bring in some more of your opinions. And Martin actually wants to pull Jeremy up. Let's have a listen to this.
Sorry, lads. Can't come on today, but great show as always. Jeremy needs a bit of a brush up on the law. 20 years ago, you could get convicted for a small amount of drugs. I actually know someone who got convicted for €10 worth of hash. They brought in a law, I'm going to say, well over 10 years ago, where it could be dealt with without getting conviction up to a certain amount. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, 20 years ago, you would have got a conviction for that.
And Jeremy, I know somebody who, and I said this earlier on.
It's not
a made-up story. I've already mentioned it.
I know
somebody who was convicted of possession of a small amount of cannabis outside Slane Castle in the 1980s, going to a gig, caught by the guards, got a conviction for it, and we're talking a tiny amount of cannabis, and to this day can't travel to the States.
Boo-hoo.
You were arguing that back then, that somebody wouldn't have been done for possession of a small amount of cocaine.
20 years ago.
A small amount of cocaine, I'm arguing that yes, they would.
Sorry, Mandy, did she get back to us to let us know how much?
No, she didn't.
Doesn't.
No.
Sorry, no, she doesn't know. She doesn't know, sorry, she doesn't know. Okay, she doesn't know how much he was in possession.
A small amount for personal use.
So he could be spoofing to her. You're not going to tell your wife you had a suitcase of cocaine, are you?
So you're calling him a liar as well?
No, I'm not.
Stephen has been in touch with us.
Just a question there for that girl that's on the line there. If her children, to go to school, if she has children, they go to school. Do you think all those teachers out there don't do sniff on the weekends? She's sadly mistaken. If they were to be checked on a Monday morning, there'd be very, very few teachers in the school for the rest of the week.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you keeping?
Good, thanks, Jay.
He's on one today, isn't he?
Oh, they all are. What do you make of Jude and what Jude has been saying?
Come here, wouldn't it be great to live in a society where nobody made mistakes? Wouldn't it? I mean, whatever happened to giving second chance? I thought we lived in a tolerant society now, Adrian. Doesn't seem that way. It seems like Jeremy wants to go back to 1955 Germany, where the stars are going around and everybody has to adhere to the exact same criteria. You step outside the line, you're gone, you're cancelled, lock them up and throw them away.
Yep, that's exactly what they're saying.
Jay, stop being the drama queen. Nobody is saying
I'm
that.
Not. You're being the drama queen. It's gone from him having a small bit of personal possession to importing him second caseloads now, you're saying. He's lying to his wife. Okay, he's living under a pseudonym.
This man has been able to get a job. He has a good job from what I know. He's been able to get a mortgage.
Why punish him?
He was able
so
to
he's just proven. He's just proven he can change his life around. Jeremy, in that I'm probably just presuming here, Adrian. It sounded like me you were talking about earlier on when you said you knew a fella who was a pro-like. That's me. And look at me now. I've heard eight kids now telling me. One of them has stepped a foot out of line. Why not deserve a second chance?
Well, did you pay for the consequences of being a scumbag? How'd you pay for them?
Well, I was locked up.
There you go. Your punishment, Jason, that's from what I believe you're grateful.
I do not deserve a second chance. I thought prison and all that and the criminal justice system and this beautiful country we live in was all about rehabilitation and giving people a second chance and letting people know you make a mistake. Listen, once you turn your life around.
But Jason, your punishment, should you choose to accept it, is that you cannot travel to the States. So you couldn't.
I couldn't give an ass about that.
But Jeremy,
not everybody wants to go to
let's just take this a step further. Another consequence of Jay's actions one of the other consequences is that he will fail Garda vetting and he won't be able to coach kids. Do you think that's fair? This is a guy that we speak to on this podcast every single day.
I know, I wouldn't mind Jason. I love Jason. I wouldn't mind Jason, even though we disagree most things. I wouldn't mind him teaching my kids how to play football.
But he wouldn't be allowed.
Under your logic, I'm not allowed.
No, but I know you. I know you.
Your logic, I'm not allowed.
And I'm sure the club in question here know this guy. He's a father of kids who are in the club.
It probably goes every weekend with kids.
So I want you to say to Jay, tough shit, Jay, you're not coaching my kids because of what you did when you were younger, even though we both really like this guy. We speak to him every day.
As Jude on the other line says, you have to have consequences. You're a big boy, Jason, and you took the...
He did have consequences. He ended up in prison.
Yes, I know. And you can't...
I ended up in prison.
And you couldn't bring your kids to Disneyland in Florida had you won a prize. I'm just saying.
He doesn't want to go there.
It's not all about America. Why does everybody use America?
But Jeremy, Jay, I want him to tell you, you don't deserve to coach kids because you had a conviction when you were younger. Go on, Jeremy.
Okay, if I didn't know Jason, I wouldn't want you coaching my kids, correct?
Why? He's a decent skin. You know that from talking to him so regularly.
He wasn't always a decent skin.
No, but he is now.
Yeah, he turned his life around. Well done.
But he still can't coach your kids.
No.
It's ridiculous. It is. Jude, you obviously feel the same way, that this man who has convictions dating back many, many years is not a fit man to coach children.
There's consequences. When he went to jail, right, and he was doing porridge, that was a price he paid for his crime, right? That was the price. But after price, there's consequences. You pay the price and there's consequences. And
there's no rehabilitation.
Suck it up.
So there's no rehabilitation. If that was the case, there'd be no peace in Northern Ireland. Most of the people in Northern Ireland now are ex-terrorists. People have to give them a chance.
So tell me, why is there Garda vetting then? Why do we have Garda vetting for people
to be honest, mainly that was to do with the Catholic Church and interfering with kids. And I think they just took it to a whole new level. I have no problem with that. You know that way. That's Jesus. Anything to do with that as a man with loads of kids. Yeah. But some of the most educated people are people of people like me. I could see a kid if he was going down that road now because I was involved in that. So what did not, I'm not saying in all cases, but sometimes people who have actually lived the life and have experience and turned their life around are some of the better people to know what kids are going through and to see the signs. Somebody who's lived in an ivory tower like Jeremy would never know if a kid is going off the tracks.
I don't think Jeremy lives in an ivory tower. I think Jeremy does.
No, he does. You ever hear some of the comments he comes out with now, mate? Even
Jeremy
you
doesn't
admit.
Live in an ivory tower. He's the same as the rest of us.
No, sorry.
He's red and sits brown like the rest of us.
So do I. But do you not think somebody with life experience that's never been convicted of doing anything against a person, assault and anything to do with children are totally different? Well, like somebody with me with no child.
You've no problem with a guard event.
No, what I'm saying is, with somebody with me, I was convicted. I wasn't convicted for any violence against any other person. I was mainly convicted for taking cars from people and being an absolute arsehole. I know it's a conviction, but what I'm saying is, the only person I hurt there was a fucking insurance company. I didn't actually physically hurt anybody. So why should my life be put on hold for the rest and just because I done something stupid?
And this is the argument that
paying the price, consequences.
Jude, I've been trying to differentiate between different types of crime, and I'm asking if it wasn't a crime against the person, which
if it's not a crime, then it shouldn't be on the guard of veterans.
No. I'm asking, should all crimes, should all convictions be taken into account, or should it just be crimes against the person? We're talking about murder, rape, sexual assault, all that sort of stuff.
Any crime. Justice is blind. A crime is a crime.
Adrian, would you get a criminal conviction for going to jail for not paying the TV license, would you?
No,
that's just a civil. I was just wondering, where do we stop at the crime? I mean, people are put on crime for drink driving. Yeah? Would you get a criminal conviction for that?
You don't get a criminal conviction for drink driving either, no.
Even if you go to jail?
If
you go to jail, you get a criminal conviction.
Yeah, if you go to jail.
If you do porridge, you get a criminal conviction.
Very few people go to jail over drink driving, Jay.
Well, I don't know. I'm just wondering at what level do we say, okay, if it's under this, you're okay. If you know what I mean. As you said, drink driving, nobody would know. Would you like them driving the school bus? If he had 15 convictions for drink driving, but it's not on any guard event, would you like him driving your school bus?
No, and that's exactly the point.
But if you weren't convicted, how would you know?
Yeah. No, exactly, that's what I mean. And the amount of people walking with kids that haven't been convicted of anything.
Correct.
And it's only when they do something that comes out, we find out. So, guard event can be good, but then it's only as good as when people are caught, I suppose, isn't it?
All right, good to talk to you, Jay. And Jude, thanks very much indeed for your calls. I'll squeeze in a couple more messages. This is Stephen. No, Robbie. Robbie.
That people try to, bring it back to the whole drag queens reading in schools and whatever. And yet, if these people were to go in to schools and they got vetted and passed, people still wouldn't want them there. But here you have somebody who went to vet and failed, and people said, no, that's fine.
Okay, and Vanessa.
Hi, lads. Great topic today. I'm with Jeremy on the importance of Garda vetting. I really do believe that we need to ensure that anyone that is dealing with our children are upstanding citizens, have the ability to be trusted. But at the same time, I do believe in justice. And part of justice is believing that people can grow, people can change. If it's just one conviction, Jeremy, you're saying don't do a crime if you can't do the time. But he did the time. He got the conviction, he paid the fine, and he changed his life. That should be commended. That should be learned from by children, I believe. So it's not about getting rid of the Garda vetting system. It is about adapting the vetting system to understand that people are not perfect. There's grey areas, and those grey areas need to be taken into account in order for the best person for the job, for interacting with the children, get the job, and not punish them for their entire lives for one mistake. That's not justice.
All right, Vanessa. Thank you very much indeed, Vanessa, for your message. Just before I go, we want to invite you to join us on WhatsApp channel.
Sounds like it's a party you're inviting to. Yes, we've set up a Opinions Matter WhatsApp channel
where daily you'll be told the topics we're talking about before anybody else. You'll also be sent the podcast link. It's just a way of keeping in touch with each other and all being one big happy family. And if you want to be a member of that group and you want to be sent the link for our WhatsApp channel, simply WhatsApp us now, normally, as you normally would, WhatsApp us the word add me and we will send you the link. So text the word add me.
WhatsApp the word add me.
WhatsApp me, yes.
To 085-825-2626. Just send the words add me to 085-825-2626 and we'll send you back the link and you can join us on our WhatsApp channel. Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.